This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, but I am here with Travis. Travis, good morning. How many cups of coffee have we had this morning?
Two.
That's how I know if it's going to be a good show or a bad show.
How much jet fuel's in the hopper?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Now, it's always a good show. You always bring high energy levels regardless. And I've had my coffee this morning. I've only had one cup so far, but I'm on my way to a second cup, that's for sure.
You're slacking this morning.
I know. I've been reading books on the outside just to keep up with you, Travis. You know that.
Get out of here. You don't read.
Oh, I do a lot, actually. Books are one of my hobbies. But
to all of our listeners, good morning. It is another fine and glorious day here at CFG Wealth Management. And Tony, it's always good to be here. So I am ready to go as always. I think we've got a pretty entertaining topic, especially given our listenership and our clients. I think they're going to get some good information out of it. And as always, it's fun to be here with you.
Well, yeah, it's great to be here with you as well, Travis. I really enjoy the show. Thanks for having me on the show. And I know that there's a lot going on out there, especially end of the year, headed into next year already. I can't believe how quickly 2023 was just a blink to me, a blink of the eye.
Yeah, 2023 has been it's been interesting.
Yeah,
a lot of personal firsts for us, a lot of personal things for us. You know, we had our 10th wedding anniversary, big birthday for my wife. Had the kiddos, took them on vacation, and you know, clients, just my calendar is just full. Can't thank everyone enough. So yeah, it's amazing when you try to fill every single minute. Sometimes you succeed, and it is definitely an interesting, it's been an interesting year, but it's been a fun year.
Yeah, I can imagine. It has been an interesting year. And I mean, there have been a lot of positives this year too. I mean, the market is up overall. That's a good thing. We did much better than we did in 2022, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know, hey, the market this year, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. You know, we had, and just not to call the market a roller coaster, but let's work with me here. So you think about, you know, had a great start, coming off a rough 22, which, look, folks, and Tony, we all knew this was coming. We all knew that bonds and interest rates could not stay where they were forever. We knew at some point, you know, you want to dance, you got to pay the band, and the bond man cometh, you know, so kind of like Ozzy, the bond man cometh. Yep. So interest rates, you know, definitely last year made it a challenge. This year started off great. Everything looked to be on the up and up. Then all of a sudden you have, the banking crisis. Then, you know, a couple months, and then all of a sudden you have NVIDIA that comes out with just blistering earnings and advancements in AI, and we have a rip for 6 months, and all of a sudden here comes the bond man again, and it's like, oh my goodness. And then interest rates, you know, skyrocket for about 3 months, the market doesn't like it, and then here we are, you know, recovering very quickly, which is why we tell clients, don't try to time the market. You can't do it effectively. You get nervous, and then all of a sudden, whenever you think you should zig, you zag, and it's just, it's a recipe for getting whipsawed. But The topic we're going to talk about today is something that every single client, no matter if it's a good year or a bad year, they all have to contend with, Tony. And we've beat up the topic a little bit as far as making sure that clients take them. But we're going to talk about required minimum distributions. What do you do with them? Right? You know you have to take this distribution. Sometimes, you know, it's already satisfied because you're taking income throughout the year. But, you know, sometimes, you know, Social Security pension checks start to add up and you're like, you know what? I don't want to take this distribution. And then you're forced to, right? December comes and it's like, okay, I got to take it. So now what do I do with it? And that's what we're going to talk about today, because, you know, so many times the urge is to do nothing. And, you know, I've talked to several clients over the last, you know, 2 or 3 months, and, you know, you start to say, hey, you know, just make sure you're ready. You're going to get another pretty sizable deposit. And they're like, well, wait a minute. I'm already saving money. I have money left at the end of my month when I used to have month left at the end of my money. So when you do get this distribution, what do? Well, one of the first things a lot of people do is they think about, okay, it's getting close to Christmas. Should I make a gift? Should I gift to my family, to my children, to my grandchildren? And if you do that, a lot of confusion out there. People say, oh, well, I can't gift but so much. Well, Tony, the gift tax limit for 23 is $17,000 per giver to each recipient. So if, let's say, for instance, you and your wife, your kids, you and your wife can each give $17,000 to your son. You can each give $17,000 to your daughter. So, you know, as a couple, you can give $34,000. As a single, you can give $17,000. But don't let that fool you. If you need to, or if you are inclined to give more, the only thing you need to keep in mind is you need to file a gift tax return to apply the difference. So if you give $50,000, then technically you're supposed to give $33,000 over to the gift tax return gods. And basically that's just whittling down what your overall lifetime exemption is. So it's not the end of the world. Just want to make sure and make that clear, a little clarity to that. So couple things we've talked about, Tony, for those who, let's say you get to the end of the year and you don't want to take a distribution, you know, because maybe it's going to put you in a different tax bracket. Maybe you're right on the cusp of falling into the next IRMA bracket, which is basically if you take too much money, you're going to have to pay more in Medicare costs. So, you know, Tony, one of the things that we've recommended people do is what? QCDs, right? Qualified, right, charitable distributions. If let's say your RMD is going to be $20,000 and $10,000 of that's going to throw you into the next bracket for IRMA, that's going to cost you, say, as a couple, an extra $2,000-$3,000 a year in Medicare costs. Well, we don't want to do that. So if you don't need the money, why don't you maybe consider giving it to your church or charity instead of tithing throughout the year? Make an end of the year QCD, qualified charitable distribution. Takes that off of your tax return. It's going to reduce your IRMA amount and potentially keep you in a lower tax bracket. So all things that need to be thought through. Hopefully your advisor has been, if you're not a client of ours, maybe hopefully they've been talking to you about these kinds of strategies. If they haven't, you definitely probably need to talk to someone who does. Maybe that's why you need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. Tony, another big funding question that I get is about taking those distributions and funding a 529 for their grandchildren.
Yeah. My wife and I have a 529 for our kids.
And I think I've told you, I'll be quite honest, as a planner, this is, as Michael Kitsis, I read an article, he's a very popular financial planner, does a lot of blogs, and he's basically said, you know, as far as being a financial planner, to each his own, and everyone has an opinion, so I'm going to give you mine. I don't like 529s. I think 529s are great if they're used in moderation, but a lot of people really just dump money into these things without thinking. And here's the thing, guys. 529's my opinion. I think there's a better use of funds if you're a grandparent, if you're taking, you know, RMDs or you're taking distributions. I would rather, instead of leveraging that into a 529, potentially, you know, making that it's not going to be dollar for dollar, but taking away from financial aid that the student could potentially get in the future, further constriction of what they can spend it on. Why not take those RMDs that you already have to take and use them to pay taxes on a Roth conversion?
Yeah, there you go. A Roth.
Because Roth conversion, because let's face it, let's say you have a 2, a 3, a 5 year old as a grandchild. Well, it's going to be at least, you know, 15 years before you're going to need that money. And why not go ahead and use that as a Roth? And then by the time they need the funds, it's going to be tax free. Okay, this got to be 5 years on a conversion. For each conversion, let's say you do, you know, 5 or 10 of them. Well, by the time the child gets to of age to go to college, potentially, unless they're a prodigy and go at like 10, if they go to college at a normal age, 18 to 22, well, guess what? All that money's going to be tax-free anyway. If they don't need it, what happens if let's say they're a prodigy, Tony? Let's say they don't need financial aid because, you know, MIT is offering to give them a full ride, or, you know, Harvard. Well, I don't want to say Harvard. Harvard's kind of disappointed me lately, but that's on another topic. But let's say they go to this Ivy League school and their entire college is paid for. Well, yes, now you can actually roll some of that into a Roth over time, but it's still just muddy in the water, right? If you wanted to take the money out of your Roth that you've already done the conversion to give to the child, and let's say they don't need help with tuition or books, and you want to write a check and, you know, say, hey, here's a car, or hey, here's $5,000 just to do whatever. Well, you can take that distribution. Doesn't count against your taxable income, doesn't count against their taxable income. It's a much, my opinion, a much better situation and much more of a win-win situation. So maybe instead of 529, maybe think about doing some Roth conversion.
Well, I know you're a big proponent of the Roth, Travis, and it is great. And especially if you start a Roth at a young age, or if you're a grandparent and you start a Roth for your grandchild, that's huge. That's really
more flexibility.
Well, and
it doesn't take a lot of money.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a lot of money. And, you know, think about this too, Tony. When you do a Roth conversion, when you do that type of transaction, you also, my opinion, you want to maybe take some of your stocks and some of your risk assets, and those are the ones that you want to actually convert and put into Roth. Why? Because the money that you want to grow aggressively and to grow by the largest amount is the money that's going to be all yours, tax free, right? You don't want to take that and put it in cash or put it in bonds. So it's got the most earning potential. It's got the most tax benefit because it's, you know, there's nothing more beneficial than zero taxes.
Right.
So, you know, just think about that, folks. And here's the other thing. We don't know what's going to happen, right?
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. What happens if, let's say, the money that you are putting in, if you were to have a catastrophe, something happens in your life, and grandma and grandpa need that money back? Well, if it's at a 529, good luck.
Yeah, it's right? stuck in
yeah,
there. Yeah.
Good luck unwinding that.
Because that's a good point.
That's not something that you can typically do very easily. But could you take that money out of your Roth and use that to help bridge a gap or help fund a funding shortfall? Absolutely. So it just provides you a lot more stability and a lot more opportunity to really, you know, to really have flexibility in your retirement. Because, I mean, who wants to paint themselves in a corner? Always have options. Don't do that. Always have options. And that's definitely a very viable option. So, RMDs, we'll get back. We're going to get back on track. So we talked about Roth conversion. We talked about qualified charitable distributions, gifting some assets. You know, Tony, what's wrong with splurging a little bit on mom and dad? What's wrong with you guys? Maybe this is the year where you need to buy a car, or, you know, hey, here's a thought. And actually had a client that that we recommended this to. You know, they said, you know what, we have not bought a new car and we can't remember how long. But the car was, I forget what it was. It wasn't like a Suburban or anything. It was fairly reasonable, say 55 grand. It's amazing that we now consider that as a reasonable car. But anyway, I digress. So they were going to buy a car. It was like 55 grand. Well, they were thinking about, because like most retirees or many retirees, they don't like debt. And I get it, because with interest rates today, I mean, it's cheaper to go get a loan from your local loan shark than it is to get a loan from a bank. So, and you pay less interest and you just make get a few broken fingers along the way. But anyway, so why not splurge on yourself? I had a client, they were going to buy a new car, thinking about like, hey, you know, we're already going to take our RMD. So why don't we just go ahead and take the full 50? And I said, well, wait a minute. It's now December and January 1st is right around the corner. Why not take next year's RMD early, this year's RMD now, and you can pay cash for the car in less than 30 days, split the burden over two tax years, and stay in a much lower tax rate. Folks, use your RMDs to your advantage. The same client was going to have to take another one by the end of next year. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why we recommend, Tony, waiting until the end of the year. If you're not going to use them throughout the year, if your Social Security and your pension, as we talked about, gives you more cash at the end of your month than you had before, maybe at the end of the year you use that for those types of purchases, right? And give yourself that flexibility, because that client would have actually gone into the next tax bracket, the next marginal rate, if they had taken it all in 1 year. But they still get their cake and eat it too. In less than 30 days, they get to spread their distributions over two calendar years, take two RMDs, now they're done, and they get the car that they've wanted all in the same month. I mean, what's better than that, right? Let's lower our tax burden and increase our consumption and our enjoyment. So, folks, these are things that you need to think about, because they can all be mistakes that can be easily avoidable. The problem is, a lot of times, if you don't have guidance, sometimes it's easy to focus on one thing and kind of miss some of the details that can really just be unforced errors. That's why you work with someone who can help walk you through these and maybe give you a fresh perspective, a second set of eyes to say, hey, you could do it this way, and you certainly can, but if you were to do it this way, here's the benefit to maybe changing what you're doing just a small amount. And at the retirement stage, isn't it nice to not make these mistakes?
Yeah,
it is. So that's the reason, Tony. That's the reason our clients, I think, love to work with us, because we'll never tell a client what to do, but I will tell them, hey, let's run several different scenarios, see which one you think is best, and then make your decision. And a lot of times, that's the reason you make the mistakes on paper, so you don't make the mistakes in real life. That's why, folks, give us a call, 877-269-0839, so we can help you make sure you're not making unforced errors and mistakes in retirement.
Yeah, yeah, and there are a lot of mistakes, costly mistakes, right, in retirement that people make.
Yeah, because once you take them, once you do it, you can't back up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You lock yourself in, and then over the course of your retirement, that's a big loss. And so you need to be working with a financial services professional. That's the way you alleviate a lot of these mistakes, correct?
Tony, it's like we talked about. We're going to run all the scenarios like Sully and make all the mistakes in the cockpit and the simulator, so that when we get in the air, we're not worried about it. We've got a way to get around whatever we may encounter. Problem is, a lot of retirees, you know, they think, you know, hey, maybe I don't have enough assets to do that. That's malarkey. That's hogwash. Whether you have 100,000 or 200 or a million or 10 million, it's your money. You need to be good stewards of it, and you need to be intentional about what you're doing, because if you're not, you're literally just giving yourself up to the mistake gods in retirement. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure we don't make mistakes, because that's how you get that additional alpha in your retirement portfolio. The market's not always going to be kind, but the taxes you don't pay, the penalties you don't pay, the mistakes you don't make, that's where you're going to get a lot more alpha out of your retirement and enjoyment out of your retirement along the way.
Yeah, there you go. And I just think, Travis, that it's so important for people to understand a lot of the ins and outs of these things. Like, you know, what does it mean if I put my money into a 529? What do I do about my RMDs? How can those be utilized? How can I save on my taxes and minimize that tax burden, which is usually the biggest way, the biggest mistake people make, right, is they make it by making moves with their money that doesn't make sense from a tax perspective.
Well, taxes, Tony, to kind of put a fine point on it, taxes are the most costly expense that a retiree is going to have. It's probably one of the, you know, it's even in your working years, it's one of the top expenses in life in general, right? Because taxes are something, death and taxes, right? I mean, that's, you know, they're the only thing certain in this life. They're coming. You got to pay them. The problem is most people just, if you're not intentional and you don't look at what you're doing, you're just taking something for granted and saying, it's just something I got to pay. There's no way around it. Well, it's not that you're getting around it by doing the planning. You're operating within the rules that you're given. It's just, if you don't know what rules you can use to your advantage, how do you know that you're actually as efficient as you could be, or you're getting the most out of your situation? You don't. That's why it's so difficult whenever someone does it on their own, is they don't know what they don't know. And that could be, once again, a very costly mistake, which is what we don't want to do. So that's the reason, hopefully they're listening to our podcast. They're getting some good information, and for our retirements, or for our clients and their retirements, they know that that's one of the things that we're doing, is we're interviewing for our job every single time we get together, and we're showing, not just saying, we're showing value as an advisor, which I think is so greatly needed, but also so undone in our industry, unfulfilled is that need to basically continuously add value to clients. A lot of advisors don't do it. That's why we want to be everything the typical advisor is not. And that is one thing that we want to do on a regular basis, is add value. So that's why we do what we do.
Yeah. And I think that's great. Well, before we go, one more time, Travis, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Absolutely, Tony. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Or they can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com. They can go to our contact page, send us an email, or they can go and check out our events page. We have classes that are already being booked for next year. So you can come and get educated on some of these topics and get some information that could be monumental and changing in your retirement process.
All right. Well, great, Travis. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.